USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as no survivors are expected to be found after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashes after taking off from the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa while en route to the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. It crashes just minutes into the flight, 157 people and crew members on board. Reports are the plane was carrying passengers from 33 nations. Over two dozen passengers who were on a Turkish Airlines air flight from Istanbul to New York City are still recovering from injuries after a severe turbulence incident yesterday. This man says most on the plane were convinced it was crashing.
I think everyone was just saying their last prayers. If you heard people saying Jesus or the Muslim prayer or whatever prayer they thought of.
That turbulence over Maine lasted for around 6 minutes. 10 people had to be hospitalized. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Spring is on the way in less than 2 weeks, but even this late, the flu is still a big issue. KPIX-TV's Maria Medina has this report.
In California, 307 have died from the flu from September 30th to March 2nd. Two of those deaths in Santa Clara County, both adults under 65. The flu is hitting Roseville near Sacramento so hard, one hospital even set up a tent outside to accommodate the surge in patients.
A dispute between Southwest Airlines and its mechanics union has escalated to a new level. The FAA has warned them it could hurt Southwest Air's safety program. KCBS-TV's Sarah Donchi from Los Angeles.
In a letter, they're telling the two sides they need to get along or they could be endangering passengers. Their letter reads, in part, a breakdown in the relationship between the airline and the mechanics union raises concerns about the ongoing effectiveness of the airline safety management system.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The president spoke to reporters before leaving to Alabama. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump discussed the economy outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
Wages are going up, first time for many years. I talked about it during the campaign for over 20 years, so I'm happy about that. The economy is very, very strong.
And on North Korea?
Under the Obama administration, North Korea was a disaster. You were going to war, folks, whether you know it or not. You were going to war. There was no talking. There was testing. We didn't have our people back. We didn't have our great hostages back.
President Trump said he would be disappointed if North Korea were to resume weapons testing and reiterated his belief in his good relationship with its leader, Kim Jong-un, despite the collapse of a summit with him last week.
The U.S. Justice Department has conducted the largest ever worldwide elder fraud sweep involving more than 260 defendants. John Clemens reports.
Many of the defendants are being charged with being involved in technical support fraud as the criminals trick victims into giving remote access to their computers. It's usually under the premise of offering technical support, but it's a guise of getting financial information. Attorney General William Barr.
This is a particularly despicable crime because, and it's a massive and growing problem, and it's despicable because the people involved are vulnerable, and because of their stage in life, they don't have the opportunity frequently to recover.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.